Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Eamon Holmes and his new girlfriend are on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. They're on a cruise and Eamon's in a wheelchair. And the headline on the front of the Mail is revealed the very intriguing personal life of Eamon's new younger lover. So if you're looking for some salacious gossip this morning, the Daily Mail has it all about Eamon Holmes and his new girlfriend. The main story on the Mail is that more than 50 cafes and restaurants are closing every month, which is quite extraordinary because some of these businesses survived the recession, they survived the pandemic, the energy crisis, obviously costs increasing with the war in Ukraine, and now, only now are they having to close down. Of course, there's a big campaign to get the VAT rate from 13.5% down to 9%. The Mail says Ireland's restaurant sector is witnessing an abnormal level of closures, with more than 50 businesses shutting down every month in the year since the VAT rate was hiked. So big campaign from groups like the Restaurants Association of Ireland. They say 612 food businesses closed since the VAT rate returned to 13.5% from the 9% rate last September. They're hoping that'll be changed in the budget. The front of the Irish Independent, photograph of Kate Middleton. Everyone's kindness has been humbling, says Kate after cancer recovery. The good news that Kate Middleton has recovered from cancer and has finished her chemotherapy. And there was a statement saying that she will be returning to royal duties. Also, that very weird video that released, that the royal family released, which kind of made it seem like it was a perfume ad or something like that for Kate Middleton. So there's a screen grab from that on the front of the Irish Independent. The main thing is good news that Kate is cancer free. Just a bit odd, the video that they released alongside it. The main story on the front of the Indo, new law to ban flavoured vapes targeting children. Bright coloured disposable vapes with exotic tobacco flavours will be banned under legislation being drafted by Minister Stephen Donnelly. This will all be discussed at an early morning cabinet meeting this morning, where Stephen Donnelly will outline his plan to ban all disposable vapes. He's going to do it on environmental grounds because so many of them are being thrown around the place as litter, and then on health grounds because he's worried they are targeting children. So there's going to be restrictions on the colours and the imagery on packaging to ensure they're not aimed at younger people. I actually tried one of these vapes over the weekend, a lemon and lime flavoured one, which is quite sicky, and it's nothing like smoking, and you see how it could appeal to children because it's very bright packaging and the flavouring is like sicky, sweet, sugary taste to it. Anyway, going to be banned here. Cabinet discussing it this morning. Also, the Cabinet is going to discuss reforming the Seanad. Remember, we had a referendum there years ago. Very little happened since then. The Irish Times tells us, though, that they're going to get rid of the Trinity and NUI panels in the Seanad. Of course, if you didn't go to these universities, you weren't able to vote in the Seanad, despite the fact that your taxes were paying for the senators. But the Irish Times says that the end of the Trinity and NUI panels in the Seanad will be approved by the Cabinet today, or is likely to be approved, I'm sure it will, and then legislation will be tabled in the Dáil in the coming weeks. What it means is it's the end of the three Trinity and three NUI senators. So those seats will be replaced by a six-person panel elected by all graduates of Irish higher education institutions, not just Trinity and NUI. The changes won't come into effect, though, until after the next general election. So the next Seanad will have the Trinity and NUI senators, and then after that, it'll be gone, apparently. The Irish Examiner, rather depressing story, that social media videos from far-right accounts who target, harass and identify asylum seekers have been viewed more than 8 million times in only the last month. These are videos that are flying around on X and YouTube. Some are apparently incite violence or encourage others to film asylum seekers. Others show violence against a group of Palestinian men in Dublin, and they're getting amazing views, 8 million views on it. I would say partly because of the algorithm where some of these videos are pushed onto you on your home feed, and then separately because people probably go and seek them out. Either way, in the last month, videos harassing asylum seekers are getting 8 million views. Also concerning news in The Examiner, and just be aware of this, right around the country, people are going around selling fire extinguishers, fraudulent fire extinguishers. Gardaí are receiving reports again of alleged fraud in connection with the sale of fire safety equipment. And this is a few weeks after they first were highlighted to the issue. The investigation is being led by Gardaí at Skibbereen Garda Station. People from Cork, Kerry, other areas of Munster, along with people in the Midlands, South Leinster and South Connacht, people there in all those areas believe they've been targeted by someone selling fraudulent fire extinguishers, and they've lost a lot of money, between €200 and €2,500 by people buying equipment they believe is legit. Elsewhere in the papers, obviously all the talk has been about Oasis touring. However, The Sun tells us that Beyonce is going to unveil a series of gigs for next summer, rivaling the big massive comeback from Oasis. Insiders say the US singer has around 5 dates already planned for London. She's going to play in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Other locations are also in the pipeline. I would assume if she does the UK, she may do Ireland as well. Last time I saw her, she was in Croke Park. Obviously, Oasis are doing Croke Park, but that's only 2 nights, so maybe we might see Beyonce in Croke Park next summer. This is in the Irish Sun. She's already done Glastonbury, so I don't feel she'd do that again. You never know what she might do. She might do Slane, or she mightn't come here at all. There is a cat in the Sun as well, which is a new breed bred to look like the XL bully dog. And experts are worried that it's going to come to Ireland. The bully cat is a cross between the bald and dwarf cat breeds. And vets say they're concerned that they're likely to become popular here. The felines have very distinctive features, many of which are similar to the appearance of XL bully dogs. Now, all animals are beautiful, but this is quite a scary, horrible looking cat, I have to be honest. It has that folded skin and the kind of muscly body. Looks like an XL bully dog, except it's a cat. But this could be the latest type of animal that would arrive here, which looks like an XL bully. And there may be a certain status with owning cats like this. Experts are worried about it and worried about how these cats would survive. And maybe, I don't know, aggression levels with them. They're called bully cats. Anyway, final story. If you have a young person in your life, you'll be interested in this. In the Telegraph, we are told young people don't plan to do 9 to 5 for their whole lives. They're probably dead right. A survey of 2,000 adults found that 76% of people born after 1996 do not want to work for someone else, and they harbour their ambitions to be their own boss. Just 36% of older people identified that way. So for the older generations, they just assumed you're doing 9 to 5, but Gen Z want to avoid 9 to 5 jobs and they want to be their own boss, and maybe they have a better idea of work-life balance. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.